The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
You know, I can remember a day that if we started 2 minutes late, there wasn't a big enough audience to even care. But now we're so big, 2 minutes means a lot. What's good, everybody? Sportsline fam, Early Edge fam. I am the coach. This is your daily sports betting show of record. And we're coming off another spectacular day on the show, the morning show, the evening show, killing it. This is our recap from the morning show. I only see a couple of X's on there, and we absolutely slayed it with our props bets last night from Early Edge Live. If you don't watch us live, you are costing yourself money. All right, but this is about Tuesday. Today, follow our YouTube page, please. Subscribe. It's all for free. We've got our Week 15. It's hard to believe. Week 15 mega preview in your feed live today. I believe it's at 5 p.m. Eastern time. I think. I always forget the time. I will tweet that out. Either 5 or 2. All right, let's bring in the stars of the show. As you can tell, we're scrambling. We had games, teams that weren't playing other teams. We had wrong games on the board. We had to fix it. But I think we have it fixed now. Look at my all-star cast today. First and foremost, all eyes are on New York City tonight as Steph Curry attempts to break Ray Allen's record, and our man is in the boroughs right now. Jay Smooth, what's the feeling like in New York City?
I think people are excited. Well, first of all, good morning, everybody. Happy to be here as always. But yeah, people are excited. I know the game price that to get a ticket to this one is reflective of how monumental it's going to be to have Steph Curry breaking the all-time three-point record in the Garden at the Mecca. It's going to be fun. I know I'll be watching. I was hoping that Mikey was going to fly out, but I don't know if he's going to come join me for the game, but it's all right.
I was kind of actually just looking for it. It's exciting right now. That's kind of all I was looking for, but thank you for that answer. Now, Allie, I gave you some homework the last time you were on. Yes or no? Did you do your homework? I don't need it right now, but did you do your homework?
Yes.
Oh, she did. I am anxious. And Mikey Bonner, NBA aficionado. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. We're down one of the four games with this Bulls COVID outbreak continuing, but hopefully we'll have a good night of action for the other three games.
Well, let's hope so. Let's get right into it. Oh, wait. I have something that I have to do before the show starts. I need to bring up the Dan Herney text from the chat, please. Coach, I got to run, but wanted to say what's up. Sorry you're left out in the rain outside the club and paying for Mikey's beers tonight at MSG. So 2-1 text right there. So for those of you who missed Early Edge Live last night, yes, I lost another showdown bet to M Squared, and another person from the crew is in the club. Show your face. Oh my.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, AB. My God.
In the club.
Just because I'm a professional and I have to run the show, how does it feel to now be in the club?
It feels great. Me, M Squared, Sia, Alex, we were drinking all night. I mean, we just had a great time. We miss you, man. We miss you. We're trying to get you in.
This grinds on me so much. So much. You're hitting the Van Jefferson Memorial last night. First touchdown of the game. You called it OBJ, and now you're in the club, and I'm outside just still trying to bribe the bouncers. And they're saying, no, coach, you don't get in. I said, but AB's in? AB's in, and I'm not allowed in the club?
I know. It's fair to question the actual validity of the club at this point. So,
Oh, my God. Drives me bananas. Have a great bananas. Show. Congratulations. All right. Let's get into it. Storylines that could affect the betting lines. And I told you I gave her some homework, and I'm just going to sit back. Alabama, what do you have for us today?
Okay. So I just kind of have a little bit of an update for what's going on throughout the NHL. One of the big things that I noticed was that the Panthers picked up Jonas Johansson, and that was the Avalanche backup goalie off waivers. So that means they really only have Darcy Kemper and then a Noonan or Francouz, whoever they decide to bring up from the AHL, to kind of supplement that until they can get another goalie if they can. So I think that's definitely something interesting to watch out for, because I don't think Johansson was like that great, but I think he was a solid backup, and it's way better than what the other options are right now. And then we also just have some COVID issues. I'm sure everyone noticed Calgary game got canceled yesterday, and they have the next two or three at least canceled still, just for like 5-6 guys on the COVID list. And then we also have on the Canes tonight, and I'll talk about that more in my play, but Sebastian Aho and Seth Jarvis yesterday just got rolled out for COVID. So kind of a lot to look out for, and especially like once one case happens on a team, kind of got to look and see what else happens.
You had me at, I'll talk more about it during my play. Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you, Allie. Wow. I hope you all had your paper and pencils. I know I did. It's not just for entertainment purposes, although that's very important. Great information, Allie. Next time, I want another one, because that was beautiful. Just beautiful. Now. Mikey Barner, the NBA, has come front and center tonight. One of the historic records has a chance to be broken at the world's most famous arena. However, there are other teams in the National Basketball Association that are making moves, that are playing well, that are doing big things as far as comebacks are concerned. What do you have for us today?
Yeah, how about the Houston Rockets last night? They outscored the Atlanta Hawks 44-25 in the fourth quarter. Eric Gordon, the KG veteran, with 32 points. DJ Augustin had 22 points off the bench. Didn't even know he was still in the league. Unbelievable. They lost 15 straight games. Now they've won 8 of their last 10. They play my betting darlings, the Cavaliers, tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to seeing what that line comes out as.
I got to tell you, Mikey, the Rockets have been the only thing that have been saving me lately in my NBA picks. They have been terrific, routinely getting 9, 10, 11 points and winning the game. It's crazy. They won the game last night getting 10. It was nuts.
Wild.
All right, let's get into our boards today. And I think I'm going to have her start off again, because she was so rock solid with her analysis and her storyline. Allie, somebody in the chat said she just never loses. Now, that's not necessarily true, but damn it, do you know your hockey? Ice Queen, what do you got for us today?
Okay, so today I have the Canes in the Wild over 6, and that's at even money right now. The Wild have played 12 games at home this season, and 11 of them have gone at least to 6 goals. So I feel like it's really never a bad bet there. They did lose Seth Jarvis and Sebastian Aho to COVID, but I don't really think – I mean, the Canes, it's not like they're a really weak team otherwise, and they do have other talent. And I think when, you know, someone's out, you got to just have the other guys step up there. But it's mostly about the Wild, because they have 4.5 goals per game at home, and they're allowing around 3. So I think that puts us in a good position, even if they do have a couple players out, just so the Wild, if they can at least get their bulk of the goals, and then you really only have a couple, at least for the push for the Canes.
And Dane says she's fire in the chat. Now, let me tell you this. I did this to try to experiment. So I opened up the sports book that I use. I use Caesars and another one. And to see if the number would move, you can still get this number at 5.5. In some books, because I'm staring at it right now. That's beating the number, Allie. Get it in right now. Play it right now. Hurricanes, Wild, over 5.5 in some books, but 6 works too. Allie, thank you very much. Great information. All right. So I've been going back and forth on who I put in the Maestro spot. By the way, December 21st, the Maestro right back here live on the Early Edge. All right. Just because I feel like he's earned it with his college basketball, he's going to go last. Mikey Barner, you're up next. What do you got for us today?
Yeah, don't leave me the pressure of being in the Maestro spot. Good call, Coach. We got to go to this Warriors-Knicks game. That's all the storylines for tonight. So I'm going to go with the Warriors -3. There's a lot to unpack here outside of the Steph Curry 3-point record. The Warriors had some travel issues last night. They actually didn't leave from Indiana. They're not traveling to New York till this morning, so that's going to be something to keep an eye on. However, the Knicks, they're also not an ideal situation. They've got a COVID outbreak on the team. RJ Barrett, Obi Toppin, and Quentin Grimes are all in the health and safety protocols, so they're going to be pretty shorthanded. This is going to be a tough game for both teams, but with Curry and the electric atmosphere there, I still like the Warriors to cover.
Boy, I like it too. I think tonight's going to be one of those magical nights. You know, we saw some of the post-game notes and nuggets from last night's win in Indiana. Steph Curry's really pressing, and he admitted it. And Steve Kerr admitted it. They're trying to get it to him, but now he only needs two. And doesn't it just make sense that it should happen at the greatest arena in the world? The best atmosphere. If anybody's never been to Madison Square Garden, it's not hype. It really is the greatest atmosphere in the world, and tonight is going to be electric. I love the Warriors. How would you consider playing the money line here, since the number is so small, probably around, 140, I would assume, 150? Would you play it there?
Yeah, I don't mind that. If you want to be a little safer there, I always tend to like to go with this. If you want to be a little safer and go the money line, that's definitely a good option.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. By the way, the jeweler is up and at him this morning and dropping year-long membership codes into the chat. But you got to be active. You got to be in there looking. One-time codes, because we promised last night. We promised last night. So we're always going to be dropping. We're changing things up. We're not just going to hand them to people anymore. You got to earn it. You got to be in the chat. You got to be active. Now, this man has been very, very active in our college basketball realm. He is simply known as the Machine. Live from New York City, Jay Smooth in the anchor position. Let's go.
All right, Coach, let's do it. It is going to be a busy day for me. I think, you know, outside of that 80-90 game Saturday, we've only had about 40 college basketball games in those other 3 days. So about 40 games today. We're going to hit it. We're going to hit it hard. So, all right, let's start with East Tennessee State. So this one's at about -12.5 right now. This is the furthest I'd play it. I wouldn't want 13. So go ahead and grab this one now. It's a little low. I played it at 11 last night, but I have it, you know, maybe getting to 17 or 20. Model's going to make it 15 officially. But, you know, ETSU, top 100 team playing NCAA, like bottom 300 team. This should be a bigger line. You're seeing the market move. So try to get it before it gets a little too far away. Next pick, I'm actually going to go off of the model. I don't do this too much, but LSU, man, playing this Northwestern State team. This is just too good to be true. Northwestern, here's some of the losses Northwestern State has taken recently. SMU by 47, UL Monroe by 30, Houston by 41, and LSU beat that same UL Monroe team by 62 to open the year. So LSU has proven they can cover big spreads. The line's 31-32, but I really think this one could get close to 40. Go ahead and fade Northwestern State and back LSU, who has looked great to open the year. Third pick of the day, Jacksonville +1.5 is where I got it, but it literally flipped, like, I believe right before the show tipped, to like -2. I honestly wouldn't touch it at -2, but if you can find a book that's still getting you like +1, maybe +0.5 a pick 'em, Jacksonville should win this game against Southern Miss. Southern Miss isn't all that good. We've been picking against them all year. They're a team to fade. My guess is Jacksonville still covers the -2 line, but again, I'd make sure you can shop around, maybe tease that line a little bit. And then my last pick of the day is going to be Minnesota -16. Corpus Christi here getting a little bit too much love going against the Gophers. Minnesota has been playing great basketball all year. They've been a great team to continue to back against the spread. I have 20 points on the model for this one, so go ahead, trust Minnesota to get this one done against a kind of weak Texas A&M CC.
Wow, look at this. I never thought that we would be saying on this show, take it at 31. I think it's going to close around 40. Holy smokes. Holy smokes. I was actually putting the bets in as you were talking. I don't mess around anymore. And for those of you that are new to the brand, if you don't put the bets in when the guys give them to you, there's a better than 50-50 chance that the line's going to be gonzo, because they have people that watch the show, because we have the best cappers in the business, and you're looking at three of them. All right, do not forget our mega preview. I called the bosses. I confirmed the time, 5 p.m. Eastern time today. RJ, M Squared, and the entire crew, myself included, will be there to break down week 15 as it starts today. The grind never ends. All right, we're up against it. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap, we hope, because AB's on the ones and the twos. Yes, 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 yes. Alabama, we're going to start with Hurricanes Wild over 6+100. You can get it someplace still at 5.5. Then Jay Smooth, 4 big plays today, but you want to get them all in right now. The lines are moving like crazy. East Tennessee State -12.5. Jacksonville +1.5. That's now at 2. Minnesota minus 16 at LSU. They have been terrific. They have been scoring a ton of points, and they will blow the doors off tonight. Then, Mikey Barner, one play today. We're going straight to New York City. The Warriors, minus 3. Doesn't mind the money line as well in that game. Then the AB3. By the way, the jeweler did not hit last night, but a lot of you, thank you very much for making the donation to the American Red Cross. We're going to try and get a total if we can. Chad's in charge of that, so it'll take us a couple of days. But today, we're right back at it. Warriors, South Florida, and Oregon State. Put all three of those together, plus 186. A lot going on at the brand. It is December. It's the holidays. Stay focused. Don't get loose. And remember, even on Christmas Day, we will be here for you. 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It's not hype. We walk it. We don't just talk it. All right? You've got your marching orders. See, you didn't see that one coming. You didn't see it coming. Let's take all these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, Mikey B, the Machine, Alabama, and, of course, AB, the dial-up in the club, now officially on the ones and the twos. I, of course, am the coach. We love this so, so, so much. We love all of you. We'll see you today at 5 p.m. Eastern time for Early Edge Live, our NFL Mega Preview. Until then, tell all your friends about the Early Edge. Good luck.